I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A brutal attack puts a spotlight on the plight of India's women. We'll uncover the who, what, and why in a moment, and we'll share one woman's story of loss and betrayal turned into a redemption story of hope. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. Violence against women in India is a big problem, from acid attacks to sexual assaults to bride burnings. Most recently, a 20-year-old woman was set on fire by two male neighbors after they attempted to assault her, and she reported it to the police. John with India Partners says bride burnings are a form of violence against women in India motivated by greed, with about 8,000 cases a year. These cases often happen when a groom's family isn't satisfied with the marriage dowry they receive from the bride's family.
What happens is, after marriage, the groom's family sees the leverage of threatening the girl and asking for more money. And so they will begin threats, they will begin beating. And the rule of thumb is something like, the more money you want, the more you need to beat her.
These beatings can quickly escalate even to setting a woman on fire. India Partners equips women with skill sets they can use to earn income. By doing so, they empower Indian women in their marriages and offer hope. For example,
by learning tailoring, a woman is able to take that skill and apply it in her own family, but she's also able to tailor and stitch clothes for other families and earn that income. And by having that income in the family, it raises her status within the family.
To learn more, visit missionnews.org. Turning now to a different kind of violence, veteran suicide remains a major problem in the United States. Wounded Warrior Project just released its annual veteran survey and says PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, remains a top challenge. 78% of those surveyed said they deal with the effects every day. Army vet Steve Prince.
When they get diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, the VA tells them it'll never go away, and that basically robs hope. We found that obviously, the best healer is Christ himself. The veteran community is trying many, many things to help veterans. You name it, they've tried it. Faith in Christ is the number one answer.
Prince runs Warriors Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministries. They help veterans find freedom from the memories and experiences that haunt them.
Warriors Set Free is a very unique ministry because it's vets speaking with vets. These guys are finding freedom in Christ and going out and sharing that with their other groups, with other vets and other organizations, and we're really gaining momentum. We've talked about expanding and finding the right people, the right vet in the right town to help us run this in other states, but we're not at that point yet.
And earlier this year, while in Indonesia, FMI's Bruce Allen met an Indonesian woman who'd recently put her trust in Christ. However, just before her newfound hope, this woman was prepared to take her own life. After being widowed and dealing with financial problems, Sarenda went to a local mosque to seek help. Instead, she found betrayal. FMI's Bruce Allen.
She went to the leader of her local mosque. She was Muslim. Most of the people in Indonesia are. But the only help he decided to offer her came with some strings attached. She would have to agree to sexual relations with him to receive any financial assistance. And the very thought of that bewildered her, and then it angered her that this religious leader would do this.
Then Sarenda encountered the FMI-supported Pastor Bagus. Pastor Bagus and his family were kind to her, and through them she was able to experience the love of Christ, and it changed her life.
Pastor Bagus was privileged to introduce Sarenda to that captivating hope and the assurance of salvation that only comes through Jesus Christ.
Please pray for Sarenda's circumstances and her new faith. Learn more about her story and others from today's broadcast at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. It's a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.